So you said they're going to have a documentary about you for fucking kids?
Oh, come on. Come on, Nate.
You're going to start your own. Instead of Epstein Island, it's going to be Allie Mae Island.
Yeah. No, I do have some jokes about having sex with kids, but, you know, they're just jokes.
That's why I always like to ask ladies to get brown nails.
Get brown nails and give me a hug.
Hold my hand.
That would be a sick pickup line. It'd be like, oh, it matches me. Where do you stop and where do I end? Wow, we should like probably have sex, right?
I think Allie said the thing. We're talking about Allie's nails matching. This is only for the YouTube people, I guess, matching her White Claw can.
Yeah.
Talking about the money.
You
that
like
can be
that?
Made.
You little fucking pigs like
did
that?
Did anybody?
Yeah, have you been having any little. Anyone simping in the DMs?
You know what? Yeah, and I meant to write back, but I've been so crazy the past couple of days I didn't. But someone.
Wow, the audacity.
Some what? No.
I write back when I just get reels.
Dude,
somebody's trying to give you money.
I've been working. Dude, I've been working so hard.
Somebody's trying to give you a way out.
Yeah, someone commented on the picture of me and Lemaire last night. Can I buy you some cute outfits?
Yes, dude.
I said, guys. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Simp for her, fellas.
Absolutely.
I want the boys to be problematic in the DM. Legally, legally, don't do that. But
legally, please do it.
Okay.
That's legally, so funny. I love attention.
I do. Oh, shit.
Is the battery thing again?
Yeah, the battery's not plugged in. I do gotta give a shout out to the bros who who sworn the DMs and reels. You guys are really the ground, like you keep comedy rolling.
Yeah.
Just whenever I open my phone and one guy at fucking 6 a.m. was like, here's 7 reels I think Andy would like.
Yeah.
You're the only ones who keep me going. Not my fucking dumb wife, not my friends. It's the guys who send me a
family
shit.
Means nothing.
Yeah.
It's all about strangers on the internet.
Do the boys send you any like racist jokes?
I probably get less than you do.
I get a few, and I always want to be like, send this to Nate. That was a great joke. I bet Nate'll like it.
Nate'll love it. He's drinking Starbucks right now. You know what that means? He's in a way supporting.
Allie's trying to make me feel bad.
The ethnic cleansing of Palestinians.
Let's go Jews! I can't wait. Woo! Show business.
Y'all ready for this? Jews.
Allie, you sound like someone that doesn't want to make it in Hollywood.
No.
Oh, that's a good strategy. Shit on Jews, entertainer.
No. I love Jews, actually. I love Jews, but
sounds like the first time she said that.
There you go, money already rolling in.
I just like to stir the pot, and I also like to make people feel guilty. So I saw an opportunity and I took it.
If I do it, I don't feel guilt about it. The only thing
Starbucks. Why would you feel guilty about Starbucks? Great product.
Listen, I have
phenomenal product.
I also too. I gotta be like that, like badge of honor people have where they're like Starbucks isn't even that good, and it's like. Dog, I'll give you overpriced.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lovely beverage.
But is it even overpriced? Maybe I'm spoiled by like coffee shops around this area. Because if you go into any coffee shop, you're paying $4.
You're
for
paying
a coffee.
The same price for a smaller coffee.
Yeah,
that's
especially
fair.
Especially once you get away from regular milks.
But then it's
I'm a big almond. I want nut milk. And
all right.
Oh.
I'm a big almond.
Pause. Nate wants nut milk.
You're going to have to pay Gordon a couple bucks. That's his joke.
I forgot Gordon does have. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
but
Nate's just swinging crazy all over the place tonight, huh?
That's all right.
With the Starbucks thing, you go like, all right, but then what's the fucking step down that's good? And it's
Dunkin'.
Like,
Dunkin' is the shit.
No. Dunkin' sucks.
Dunkin' is trash.
You're crazy.
Because here's the thing: people branch out too much when they go to Dunkin'. They try to get all like latte.
I do plain Jane. I have a iced coffee black, and that's all I get. And it sucks.
I get
it tastes like water.
Everywhere I go, I get a hot black coffee. Yeah. And so it's like I get the purest form of the coffee every time. And Dunkin' Donuts is hot garbage.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm never getting like having a Dunkin' and being like, this is terrific, but it's serviceable.
Do you get a
drive through?
Do you get a sweet fun treat drink?
Nah, not usually.
No, Dunkin'.
Like, even this isn't sweet for a drink. This is, I don't know.
I was going to say, are you that, you ever see
it's
that fucking.
It's a decaf iced chai latte with fucking soy milk and three pumps of fucking caramel.
It's almost that gay. No, it's
Nate, you're a little sweetie with this treat. It's okay.
It's an espresso with almond milk.
Nah, dude,
all?
You ever see the TikTok where it's that girl and she was like, have you ever heard a better sound? And she like swirls her iced coffee. That's you, dude.
Hold on. Let me hear.
Oh. Yeah, that's
you. Yeah, but it's.
Hold on. Alex, stop talking. Let's listen. It's pretty nice.
It's nice, but it sounds like you've been nursing that for 3 hours. I could stand to hear a little bit more.
I bought it early, and I assumed you were going to be late, so I was like, let me hold on to this coffee.
Nah, but here's how you know she's a hater.
Yeah.
Ice wouldn't last 3 hours. Are you crazy?
No. Well, okay, maybe he's been nursing it for an hour and a half. And can we
put something
on the record?
I did fridge this.
Oh, you fridged it.
I fridged it.
Damn. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Fridged it.
Can we put
Andy, thank you.
She had strong instincts, I guess.
This was actually. You almost sound like a pro. No, what were you?
Damn,
going?
I tried to outsmart a white girl on iced coffee.
Don't even think about it.
A fool's decision.
You're God dreaming if you think that you were gonna get me on a fucking ice in an iced coffee. I want it on the record that I.
Let the people see your whole beautiful body, Nate.
I keep trying to stay away from.
Get
Alan.
In there and show us.
No,
what
I get it.
You're trying to stay away from me.
Yeah,
bitch. I'm gonna be on you like white on rice. I want to say I showed up here at exactly 6 o'clock on the dot today.
No, Allie pulled a genius move to be late. Still,
no. Come on. First off,
Allie called probably around like 4:30 and was like, "I'm ready to be out the door right now," which is still early as fuck to get here. But she was like, "I'm ready to be out the door right now."
She called you in her underwear. I'm ready to be out the door right now.
She's opening and closing her door, so it sounds like she.
I was in the middle of having sex. Actually,
I believe that
her alarm.
I believe that that's actually what it was.
Nah, her alarm went off, and the alarm said, "Call Nate."
Yeah. If we're still fucking,
I wish you could see my alarms. They're all like that.
You have an alarm every 3 minutes, right?
I have so many fucking alarms. One went off the other day when I was hanging out with someone and it said, "Leave now," in capital letters with an exclamation point. And he's like, "What does that mean?"
Yeah, that's so funny. Your alarm just say, "This guy sucks."
Yeah. But so yeah, Allie called to try to get us to stall for. She was like, "Can I maybe? Can we? Like, I know I said six. I know I've been saying I'll be there on time at six for a full week. Can we do 6:30?
A little shit talking too.
A little bit.
Yep.
A little shit talky.
Lemaire even got in the group chat to like keep you honest.
Oh, yeah. Did he? Oh yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
And then you try to bail. You get here. Right at 6 on the nose, which was impressive that you managed to be here at 6 on the nose. But that's this is what happens. Allie gets here, gets right to the door, does the pat, starts like, "Oh, no, I forgot everything. I forgot my jewel." So then runs back to the car, comes back. Now technically late, but not late. You know what I mean? Like, if you show up
checked
at work.
In.
Yeah, if you show up at work and you're like, "Oh, I'm here."
She
but
clocked
I got
in and ran back to her car.
Ran back to her car, then ran to the bathroom to do a full face of makeup.
Oh, and my
then,
God.
And then, which that. Is like that's a I could have, if I would do my makeup now, I'd be late. So instead of being late and do my makeup, I'll maybe not a full face.
It was just the my mascara, which if the viewers, I don't think they can see it, but I got mascara all over my eyelids because I was nervous that you were gonna get pissed.
So you were like, you were
doing.
I was
like,
I don't know, dude. I'll defend Allie because I think she saw the potential of the boys getting in her fucking DMs.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I gotta gusset up.
I gotta go. Yeah.
I need a lot of shit to get bought for me.
Fair enough.
Don't stop me from gussing.
Never get in the way of a good guss.
You know, they were we didn't change anything with how it was posted. It just says like panties. It doesn't say like panties featuring Allie or anything. It's, you know, whatever. Same.
Doing me
so
dirty.
People no, because you've been on enough.
It's not
people,
featuring Allie.
Yeah. They don't know.
You're here.
Your boobs, Lemaire.
Yeah. Your boobs, Lemaire. Your boobs, Lemaire.
Hell yeah, I'll take it. Are you guys saying my tits are nicer than Lemaire's?
I can't say tits. You have boobs. You're my friend.
Okay.
But no, your
girls
boobs,
we like have tits.
You saying my chest meat is nice?
We're saying it exists. Yeah.
Yo, sick boobs, dude.
So we didn't put your name in it. And then there was some rage in the comments. Like, I want a fucking simp.
Where's the fucking Instagram now?
Yeah. Where is it? Yeah. My Venmo, AllieMae_.
I sent them to your Instagram so you can handle the deciphering app. I start sending out your Venmo, then we, like we said last week, we are your pimps, and that's not okay.
No, I need pimps.
I'm on record as shitting on Andrew Tate. I can't be a pimp.
I'll never have a manager, but I could potentially have two pimps.
I think we all know we got to fall back on if it doesn't work out in the next 3 years.
They tell you
just
that's
get
how
rich together, guys.
Yeah, if Texas doesn't work, we'll pimp out.
Oh man! I hope Texas doesn't work.
A bunch of listeners that are checking out right now, like, I need this to fail.
But like, listeners, like, wait. If Texas doesn't work, we get an Allie OnlyFans.
I hope that all of your listeners contact Comedy Mothership and say no to Nate Marshall and Andy Malfrina.
All right, it's getting too real, chill.
Yeah, that is hilarious. That is the funniest thing that could happen. We move there and everybody just starts calling. Like, don't.
You guys walk
into
a room.
Stop entertaining this thing. Let's make or break.
Did you hear Danny was telling us about remember the clip he posted for the Comedy Cellar?
Mm-hmm.
About that chick?
Oh, yeah.
I forget where she was shitting on, but like, it went viral.
It was the plane that went missing.
Yeah, it went viral in that country, and they were just swarming the Comedy Cellar with like one-star reviews.
Yeah, it got like 6,000
people need
day,
to grow the fuck up.
Well, it was that country that their plane got abducted by aliens.
Yeah, okay. Who cares?
But it was like...
who cares?
I forget exactly what it was, but I remember how he explained it. It was just like, it was a perfect storm of like, this is not the thing you want to say about this place.
Yeah. No, she got like her citizenship revoked from somewhere. I think
it was nuts. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. And then I think she commented on the post.
Did
saying,
we explain it just now properly, or did we explain it in a way that was very, you have to know?
There was a comic from, she was doing a joke about Malaysia.
I don't know if she's from Malaysia or Singapore, like, or something, because the airline.
It had to do with the relationship between Malaysia and Singapore.
Yeah.
And like, in that country, you're not, it's a huge no-no to shit on, like, that kind of stuff in that country. Like, yeah, the government will come after you if you like criticize the thing she was criticizing.
Yeah.
And so basically that whole country, like, yeah, they talked about it in parliament.
There was like a lady with the same name as the comic that's from that country. She was getting like destroyed on Instagram or Facebook. I don't know what social media she uses, but she was getting just people were like, this is you.
Yeah.
She had to be like, no, just, we got the same name and we're both Asian. Like, it's not,
yeah,
like other Asian people were getting her mixed up.
You guys think you guys look alike too.
That's exactly what was happening to this lady. That's exactly what happened to this lady.
You guys gotta stop getting mad about it. You do it too. And then she got her fucking citizenship revoked.
Yeah, and I think her parents are still there, which is kind of fucked. Like, she can't go back.
Yeah, it'll be a thing. Like, if she goes there, she'll either get beat the fuck up or arrested or a combination of both.
Okay, well, you want to know something? You want to come to America and do comedy, then that's what you're going to do.
Okay.
You're banned from the country.
You're banned from a country. Damn, what if we got banned from our country? The thing that sucks is there's no America to run to. I guess Canada.
I'd probably go to Argentina. They just got a libertarian, dude.
Where would you go? I would go.
As the president?
In Argentina, yeah. They just elected a libertarian.
About to go to shit.
Nah, dude. It's going to fall out.
Good. Now I'm curious. Y'all are going to be so locked in on how it goes.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of us like, don't fuck it up.
Just the country implodes.
Be like, what, riding on you?
We stopped doing taxes. We can't do anything now.
Nah, dude. He was like, it was like, Like swearing in ceremony, he had his girlfriend up there, and she was like cheeks out.
What?
He has a hot girlfriend.
Okay. Oh yeah,
that sounds like great politics. Can we pull up his lady, please?
Yeah,
actually?
Yeah.
How do I get into Canadian? Is this Canadian?
No, Malay. Wait, no, we're just Argentina.
Let's get into Argentinian politics.
Let's dive deep.
Malay girl friend.
Mm.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
he's a hot girlfriend.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a good. You gotta get her. You gotta get that one up.
I'm trying. Wait, what the fuck happened?
And
Yeah, so contrary to popular belief, some libertarians do get pussy.
Yeah.
I accidentally was dating a libertarian. I didn't know.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah.
It's been really tough on my wife. It's so funny, too, because she becomes... Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if she's cheeked up. She's definitely tits heavy, though.
Sure. I wasn't trying to say she had a fat ass, but the outfit she was wearing was a lot of cheeks. I apologize if cheeked up led you astray.
There's going to be a lot of disappointed viewers with their dicks in their hands.
I'll let you into the male brain a little bit, Allie.
Yeah.
You can forget ass or tits as soon as you see the other one.
Okay.
Like if I'm I was expecting big titties, but she has a fat ass. So it's like, I forget that I was expecting big titties.
Gotcha.
And vice versa.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, he was getting hyped too. Like when he was on the campaign trail.
Wow.
He was just like,
what is that look?
He's coming because he's about to be the president.
Damn.
Yeah, he had his chainsaw, being like, I'm gonna slash all these departments. Get ready, boys.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I love his. Are those mutton chops? Is that what that's called?
He's got a real Austin Powers vibe with his hair. He's a bit of a goofball, guys.
Sorry, I feel like the shirt stinks. Can y'all smell me?
Not at all.
Okay, sick.
No, you smell great.
Thank you, Eddie.
But if you're worried, take the shirt off.
Take it off. Oh.
No.
Take it.
I'll be your pimp. And Allie too.
You're trying to.
I'm sorry. I'm starting to notice all this money and being a pimp.
There's so much money.
Be like, yeah, you
and
gotta,
not a lot of. All you gotta do is to be a pimp is be ready to throw hands every now and again.
Yeah.
I have friends that are sex workers and they have incredible fucking lives.
Do they have pimps or they just kind of work solo?
Well, I have friends all over the spectrum of sex work. So I have like street prostitute friends and like nice escort friends. And street prostitute friends, that's kind of dark. I'm not going to lie.
Explain. Let's get into the street prostitute.
Street prostitute?
How well do you know them? Do you know how much they make per trick?
I will tell
you. And do you know if they'd be willing to do it on the Patreon? We can get them. What did Boozy say? Put your pussy on Instagram. I'll get you $1,000.
That would be a fun Patreon.
I'll say that I had a friend who was...
So you're a hooker. You want to do hooker stuff?
It doesn't pay as much as it normally would.
Now, I feel like the escort life, as long as you don't have to go over to, like, fuck it. What's the country they go over and get shit on and punched?
I think it's when they get to Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You never heard that about Dubai?
No.
That's like the thing you see with they say with Instagram ladies. At least a lot of Instagram ladies have, like, come forward because they all take, like, they'll have pictures and they'll just be, like, CNAs and shit like that. And they'll just
you'll
be like,
what?
They'll like CNAs, like the job CNA. It's like,
oh, like nurses. Nurse?
Yeah, but like way under a nurse. You don't go to school for 4 years. You go to you take a course for like 10 weeks, and then you're CNA. But they mostly like do like changing bedpans, and it's like they're like almost nurses' assistants and shit.
So they have that job.
They have like a regular ass job,
like the on the books job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have like a regular job. It's not like they're making nurse money. You know what I mean? They're making like maybe teacher money, maybe less.
Right.
But you know, going out. I mean, and they're not all CNAs. That was just a random job.
I think.
But they'll have like a regular ass job and just always be on like these extravagant vacations and shit. But the one you see a ton used to be Dubai. I don't know if it's as much any. I don't notice as much anymore because I think now it's like. Whenever like a chick, especially like if it was like a black Spanish chick, maybe it was something really in like the black community thought that shit. But if they post like tag location in Dubai or clearly in Dubai, the comics will be like, oh no, she got pooped on for this.
Yeah.
People like.
I think the Dubai thing's becoming wider known.
Yeah.
Because I remember you told me about it a while ago. And I was like, what?
Yeah, there was a...
And now I've been seeing that joke more often.
Yeah, I think it's... Because I think it's not like... it's not bullshit. Like, these dudes have all the money in the world, and they just see baddies online, and they're the dudes who would be like, horny wife, maybe? Except also can, in that moment, just have money appear in their
bobs.
Bank. Yeah. And then fucking... But, like, some lady, I remember she was telling a story about, like, a bunch of dudes just started nutting on her. And then she got like sad about it and got visibly sad. And the one dude just slapped her. Like the part, I'm not laughing at that, but I'm laughing because she said like he slapped her so hard that the nuts like splattered places. So
damn, that was a slap.
That was a slap, but also that's a lot of nut that my man just put his hands right into.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the part.
He must have been mad.
And he just completely forgot about the gallon of nut on her face. But
well, because could you do a gangbang?
Not anymore. When I was younger, probably.
Because I feel like if I was, like, fucked up and in my horniest stage, like, I could do the gangbang. I could even, in a depraved state, I could bang her while there's nut on her face. Yeah, but I'm not going to... Sure.
I don't even got to be that depraved.
I'm not going to slap her and get the party's nut on my hand because I'm that mad.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so mad that they were done. He was just done. Like, they made her leave. It wasn't even like he was like, all right, we'll keep having... Well, he did slap her. I guess there's not going back.
He also sounded super furious. Like, they always get sad at this part.
I'm sick of this sad-ass moment making these bitches so sad.
That was his last straw.
Yeah, he's like, I'm giving you $10,000, which to him is like 10 bucks.
Yeah, right. Dude, it's like, yeah, dude, because 7 guys she met 20 minutes ago now came on her face.
And probably talked real shitty to her while they were doing it in a language that doesn't
make
sense.
But did she have to fuck them, or she was just...
probably part of it at some point.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I don't know. She didn't get into that in the thing. I'm assuming if you're getting to a point where people are shitting on you and bukkakeing you, fucking is like lower on the totem pole of my
opinion. Do men think that's hot to like shit on someone?
I've never understood.
Yeah, nah, not me. Like, yeah, to the point where, like, if I'm like looking at a lady and I see that that's a part of the thing she's in her repertoire, like, you're like, ah, that's not.
Yeah,
I could like I've seen the piss videos, and I'm just like, nah. Like, I was watching what's her name? The fucking she apparently is like, she's really popular, and she was like alleging that she had NBA player's kid. Recently,
I think I know who you mean.
She's big,
though.
She's big boob. She dated the co-host on Logan Paul's podcast. I always forget her name.
I think I know who you mean. Was she the lady who was like everybody was like?
She's like one of those girls who's like the top searched girl, and she hasn't done porn in 10 years, or not 10, like 4 years.
Okay, no,
does she now claim that she's an actress?
Lana Rhodes.
Oh,
that's her name. Okay. Lana Rhodes.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember I was watching a video of hers, and then it turned into like a piss video. And it just, I remember it hit me. I was like, eh, I don't like that. I don't like that. And then
I can't, I'm not going to lie. I've seen one and I was like, ah, this got me. It was a lady. I forget her name, white lady. She's just hot. She was like always on fucking Pornhub's. Like, look at my beginning page. And it's not like. The thing on my Pornhub is I always go on incognito tab, so it's not like it doesn't remember the shit I look at. Yeah. So it's just her. She's the person they're putting there. Her last name starts with like a R, Rogue or some shit. I don't know. She's hot, getting fucked, and then at the end the dude pissed on her, and I just was like,
"We might have saw the same video." You said that, her name R.
Her last name
sounds
was.
Like you said
be
Rogue.
Real, cause it's starting to sound like you watched the video together.
Yeah, hand in hand.
No, we're just crossing.
Yeah.
We can't plan. Stop.
Is that a thing? Is that a part of the female experience, Allie, is growing up and like watching, like sharing porn with your?
No, we don't really. No, we don't share it. And in fact, I feel like.
You think women could be mad at you if you expose women's secrets to two retarded dudes like us?
If I told you that,
are they gonna get mad if you explode them?
No,
explode? Is that what I said?
No, girls don't really share porn like that. It's really weird.
Can I ask this question? I feel like the consumption of porn is inconsistent with a lot of women.
How do you mean?
Like, okay, like perfect example, and this goes to a topic I want to bring up later in the pod. But like every dude in our age range, if you bring up like Sarah J. Like, everyone's going to go like...
Yeah. Been there.
I feel like all dudes have a general... Every dude has a general steady habit when it comes to watching porn. But I feel like girls just seem like it's not super consistent from girl to
it,
girl.
Well, okay. So a lot of girls will tell you that they don't watch it. Now I think it's cooler for girls to be like, oh, I do actually watch it. I mean, I've been watching it the whole time, but I don't like the produced porn where it's like you can tell that it's like.
I don't think anybody does anymore. I think everybody's in the amateur now.
Oh, really?
I like produced porn.
But you guys can name.
I like produced porn, sorry, for the wild scenario they start off with.
Yeah, I get what you're about to, your argument you're about to have, though. I don't, like, the fuck, I didn't mean to cut you off like that, Andy, no. But I just was stuck on, you were like, you don't like produced porn, but you know all of these porn stars. But also, like, we're naming, how old is Sarah J? We were kids when she, like, every, we're talking our age range, like, she's from when it was all.
Yeah, produced. I remember in middle school watching her.
Yeah, and I don't know too many, like, chicks, I don't, like, porn ladies that I watch now that are famous or whatever in a way like that, where you can go like this name and then people just know them. It's just the lady you found on Instagram who happens to have a Pornhub or whatever. Mm. Now I don't know.
Yeah I don't I really don't know like porn star names like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's one girl.
You don't have a Mountain Up more?
What's that?
We used to ask all our guests this. I don't know if we ever asked you even before you were here regularly.
Okay.
It was we might have given
top
you like
four, basically.
It's just your top four, but if you don't have one, you don't have one.
No, I did used to like this girl. I can't think of her name now, but she stopped doing porn. She started doing like PETA ads and started saying like, "Oh, I'm an actress. Like I'm a real actress." And it's like, "What are you acting in?"
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? What's her name? Fucking, I can't think of it. She's actually, I know someone in real life.
What color is her hair?
Brown.
I feel like it's going to be Sasha Gray.
It is Sasha Gray.
That's crazy. That those little bit of detail.
It's crazy.
I got a porn problem.
Yeah.
I just was like.
You definitely.
That was such little info.
What color was her hair?
There's so. Oh, that's going to fuck it up because there's a porn star named PETA.
No, Sasha Gray.
Yeah.
But she was in an actual, the only reason I picked her is because she was in an actual movie.
Because she had
she was in like a horror movie or like a thrill. It was like they invited a bunch of people to do like it was like a dinner for schmucks kind of thing, but horror. So like rich people invited all these poor people to like compete in some game, but they were just offing them.
Really?
And they were doing like, I think she
was that the one with the political theme to it.
I don't remember there being politics
because there was
but I might have not have peeped it.
No, wait, it's a dinner. No, there was like, there was some.
This was a dinner. This movie was a dinner.
No, I'm saying the one I'm thinking of, I don't think it had a dinner in it.
Oh,
but there was one where it was like a social commentary on the state of the country, and it was intertwined in a rich people hunting like normal people.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
I forget what it was called. It was really good.
No, this was like rich people who were just like, compete in this game. We'll give you money and we're going to kill you. And you're not going to be able to get us either. So just try to win or die.
Well, Sasha Gray was one of the chicks who Mia Khalifa tried it and then kind of like just went back to same old. But like Sasha Gray was one of those chicks that tried to do the pivot into like, I did that as an experience. And it's like, and now I did that as like a feminist experience, and now I'm a poet and actor and blah, 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 and a streamer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can you open this?
Oh, your nails? I got you.
I had to get one fixed on the way here.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Fuck.
It was funny, too, as a doing porn as an alleged experiment. It is funny to do it and do the biggest gangbang. Well, besides, shout out Jasmine.
oh, Cashmere. Yeah.
St. Clair.
But no. I just picked a whole different.
because her thing was like, she did, and she was very enthusiastic during it, but she did that like 15 dude gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
Which, once you get past four, it's like, no, it's always.
I love your facial expression. As you said, your face was so like Italian.
Yeah.
Yo. Did I tell you, like, that just started happening, like, 5 years ago?
You just started making, you can't do it.
Robert De Niro.
Yes. Dude, it's literally a joke. Like, my wife will go, like, oh, he's doing De Niro.
That's great.
Dude, it just started happening, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Just, like, it's something like, about genetically.
Is that shit? Nah, but, no, it's like, with the gangbangs, once you get past, like, four dudes, because honestly, three dudes, because you get. Or you could say, if we're being generous, you could say five.
Yeah.
Because you get back, front, mouth, two hands. But once you get past five, It's just dudes waiting.
Some dudes are playing the waiting yeah. game.
So like the
with
whole
not a good view of the woman. So you're definitely probably looking at man ass.
Can I?
Yeah.
So I need Allie's point of view on this.
Well, actually, it's along the same lines, but it's a little different. But can I say that when Jerry Springer died, I had like an immediate flashback to the craziest Jerry Springer episode I ever saw, which was there was a girl that wanted to see how many dudes she could fuck in like a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And she set up a tent.
Is this on Jerry?
Well, they don't show the tent. They're just like talking about it. But
wait,
it's crazy how deep Jerry would get for daytime TV.
It was wild. I'd yeah. be like, I'm sick. I'm staying home. And then be like, what's this tranny doing with this woman's husband?
You really could see some. I was just talking about this to someone where I remember I was in like third or fourth grade and I stayed home sick.
Yeah.
And I spent a good chunk of the day watching a multi-part documentary series about the L.A. riots.
Yeah.
Like you could just be a child staying home from school watching the craziest shit.
Learning more than you could ever learn in a classroom.
Dude, it's like I remember that was the first time I got the experience of like a riot. It. And I'm like under my blankie, horrified, but still can't stop watching.
The black people are coming, Mom.
Yeah.
Wait, they could do that.
You go to school the next day.
Rachel Getty, no, get out of there.
Oh man!
Fun fact about the LA riots: a lot of rappers and bands got their equipment during that. So there was a big boom in music after the LA riots.
Mm. Good. We should have more riots.
We should. A couple more.
About 400 or 500 more?
Every other year.
Every other year?
Every other year.
I'd love to get into looting.
Just like give it a shot?
I would love to get into looting.
You missed your chance. You had like a whole year to get into looting.
With the George Floyd thing?
Yeah.
I'd like to loot on a different subject. You know
what
I mean?
You don't want to be like a normal looter.
I don't want to be a white woman being like, yes, they got another black man. I'm going to Ulta.
I'm going to Ulta. This is how I bring down the corporate America.
Take that, capitalism. I'm stealing mascara.
Yeah. Take that, you pigs.
I wonder how what, because you didn't see any Ultas or anything like that, so Ford type shit.
I'm sure there was, but it didn't get.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was the George Floyd thing, but I've definitely seen videos of just like a bunch of people being like, "Yeah, it's going down right now," and like the alarms going off, and people are just grabbing everything they can, and the people that work there are just so helpless.
Speaking of mall stuff, have y'all seen the dumb? I think it's dumb. And you know I'm good to get caught by alien stuff, Andy. The Miami aliens.
Oh, I meant to text you about that. Yeah. I saw it. I haven't dug into it at all, but I saw it. I saw it developing on my timeline, and I meant to text you. Like, Nate, you getting into this Miami shit?
I got into it for a little bit. I think a big part of what gets me is my brother gets got, and he calls, and he's my older brother. So I've had the young kid thing where I'm like, yeah, whatever he's saying is probably right, but we're both old now. You know what I mean? So sometimes he'll call me hype on shit, and I still get the, oh, this has got to be. So I got a little hype into it. And then I looked, I don't know, it just doesn't seem. It is weird things attached to it, though, if I'm being honest. But I haven't also done enough. It seems like.
It's like the little I've seen of it, it was the one night 300 cop cars show up to Miami.
Yeah, some crazy number of cops. Yeah.
300 cop cars. And the only thing close to explanation is someone was like, some teenagers got in a fight.
Some teenagers got into a fight and someone started shooting.
Yeah.
In the mall. So it wasn't like a mass shooting kind of thing.
But the other part you got to pay attention to is you go, all right, what are they saying on the news? And the news is like, wait, what happened in Miami? They're like, oh, they're just not talking about it?
That's
like,
crazy.
That was crazy.
That's crazy. Also, there's no footage. No one's posted any footage of the fight inside the mall. No one has fight footage. So there's things, but at the same time, I don't know. It was shadow figures that was teleported.
What was the theory? An alien got out or something?
I was watching a video earlier today. It was long. It might be too long to bring up on the pod. It's 2 minutes of some dude who was saying he was there, and he's just drawn. He said there was these kids fucking around with this thing that were. He described them as being dressed weird too, but But like normal, but just dressed a little weird, like maybe just like nerdy or whatever. So I would
it was Men in Black. It was definitely Men in Black.
Well, no, he wasn't. You mean the kids?
With this, the kids dressed weird with a weird device. That was fucking Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
That was them pretending to be kids.
It was the Men in. Yeah, it was like the It was the teen unit.
They haven't gotten enough like actual parts lately.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be relevant.
Well, I saw what my favorite. What I saw was like some hood dude on his like balcony in his apartment. And, like, it was similar to the Malaysian plane thing where you saw three orbs spinning.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, I love hood dude seeing space shit. Where he's like, yeah. Yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What's that shit?
Yeah, it's so good.
That was, I think I saw that same one. That might be the first one I saw. Because the one thing I will say about the people, I've seen two videos now, him and this, like, I can't tell if he's a white guy or just, like, a light-skinned black. I don't know. Sean King. Sean King. Oh, no. He's a white guy.
He's white.
I was going to say, he said white guy already.
Yeah. I don't know why it took me so long to register you know what?
Did you stop paying attention to him?
Well, maybe, because he hasn't popped up on my algorithm a lot.
He got banned from Instagram.
He did?
Yeah. And then he posted something on Twitter being like, I'm safe, don't worry. Like, about like the Israel-Palestine stuff, and it's like such a joke.
Was he in Israel?
No. He lives in New Jersey, allegedly.
Let's get him on.
Sean King. I had a good tweet about Sean King that only got six likes, and it bummed me out. But
it's because you're white. Like, I think I'm a...
It's because I'm a woman.
It's because you're white. Y'all don't have it that hard as... No, I'm playing.
No, it is probably because I'm white. If you had tweeted it, it would have gotten like a ton.
It depends.
A ton of likes and retweets.
Here's a rough thing I'm going through in my life, or that I will be a part of my life, is when if I try to speak on black shit like that, something that will get brought back to me is how many white friends I have. Like if I'm making a valid point.
What do you mean though?
It's just.
They'll bring it up like it's.
It could.
If you wanted to,
it could devalue my opinion. I can see it being used to devalue my opinion.
Oh yeah, but that's like.
But you can't avoid that in life.
No, I know you can't avoid it, but like, I don't know. That's like some fucking.
Nate is a very progressive black man.
I'm
letting us.
I'm progressive, but I still got the thing where I'm like, fuck whitey in me. But at the same time, yeah. I got a lot of white people in my life I really like.
Yeah.
So it's like
you're gonna one day have a partially white baby.
We don't know about
that. Isn't your fuck whitey thing's more of like just a reactionary thing from like being a teenager?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I've never gotten deeper.
I'm just saying like
that might be a thing I don't want to know about myself. What if I did some deep soul searching and I was like, I don't know if it's fuck whitey. I don't need that. I like that being part of me.
I mean, if you look at your life though, it's probably not fuck whitey.
I
It's like not.
If you just look
I
at.
I know.
If you just look
I know,
at all
I know,
the things you do.
I know. So,
it's it like, really doesn't feel like fuck whitey.
It's like my family. Alex Nicholas is a good homie. LaMare. Like people I'm really tight with. And then it's like Allie somehow made her way in here. Fucking obviously you, the Philly crew. Naeem? We got Naeem though.
Yeah.
In the squad. It's just me, Naeem, and LaMere.
Now, you said...
I always just chalked it up.
Nate, I took a picture with Nate and Alex Nicholas 2 weeks ago, and he said,
Allie took a I have black friends picture with me and Alex Nicholas real quick. She was like, let's take this and post it. It was your I have black friends
picture. No, I really want to try to start taking more pics, and I wanted to do a big group pic, and I was like, it's not going to happen. I was like, I'll just get it with us. I wasn't even thinking on your blackness. But you accused me, and now
you can't stop thinking about it.
But no, I'm thinking about it now because now you're being like, I have black friends, Naeem.
No,
Naeem, LaMare.
No, that's not even what I did. I get why you're saying. If anything, I was saying how few
and
it is.
He's trying so hard to
my
come
point
up
is
with
few.
Some other ones.
I have a ton of I get real serious when I say you're my friend. Yeah. I have a billion acquaintances.
Yes,
but like especially
people
in comedy.
Always say to me, "You have so many friends." I said, "No, I know a lot of people."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like that,
I
I'm
was
like
just talking to fucking Pat about that.
Yeah, so I wasn't going like I was naming people who I would like I'll consider you a elite like. Like, our name's probably more of a strong acquaintance than a friend, like, whatever, just because of how much we talk. But, you know, he's in the crew, whatever.
You'd so. Like it to be something more.
No, I just...
Naeem, if you're listening.
Which one of these is Allie's mic? Say something? There we go. Andy, what were men talking about?
Well, let me talk about my black friends. It's the ones you said.
Yeah, our crew is our crew. We started comedy in Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Allie, what's your excuse? Last I heard, you're a fucking racist.
You're a racist pedophile.
Guys, I
word on the street.
Something to confess. I am David Duke's daughter.
You know people. Never mind. Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. No, I actually want to say it.
Never mind.
Nah, but say it. I saw there. There's a we just did it on the gate. I was looking at the comments on the gate.
And you don't need to talk about on the gate because now we're at panties in the mouth.
No.
Now we're at.
Okay.
Now,
all right. You seem like you don't want no, nothing. Nothing actually happened. It just seems like Allie really doesn't want to talk about her life.
I love to talk about my life. I say so much. I come in here. Yeah. I spill my beans.
You're right.
You guys walk all through my pile of beans, and then you say, "We want more beans."
Who the fuck brought these beans? I mean, these are some good beans, though.
These are old World War II era beans. These beans have been stacked.
These are some rations.
You're carrying around the same old pile of beans, thinking we wouldn't notice. We want fresh beans.
Allie, thank you for your beans.
Yeah, thank you for your beans.
You know,
I don't want to spill any unnecessary
guys,
beans.
Thanks for having my beans. And I will say, I do eat a lot of beans.
No, you eat beans. For some reason, I feel like you eat beans out the can.
I take a can, I pour it into the pot, I heat them up, and I eat my beans. And if I'm feeling fancy, I'll pour some shredded cheddar cheese into my beans.
How often do you eat beans?
All the time.
Constantly?
Yeah, constantly. Beans really? Are an everyday part of... Yeah, it's called being poor.
I remember when I first realized you were actually poor. I thought you were just a white lady like pretending to be poor for a good chunk of time, right? I thought, because there is, especially in comedy, there's that thing where like someone's being taken care of, especially with like ladies, where they're just being taken, specifically white ladies, they're being taken care of, or dudes too. But that's no one that I know is like that. But they're being taken care of.
Yeah, there is a slew of like the rich kids who their parents send them a check every month.
Yeah,
yeah. If you talk to people, if you talk to people in the city,
yeah,
you will see they live like in East Village or Greenwich Village or something like that.
Things that are impossible to do.
How do you afford that? And then you know.
I remember I was talking to this one woman. I can't remember who she was now, but a comic. We were doing some like bar show, and it was like deep in New Jersey. I knew she lived in the city, and she was like talking like she was poor to me. She was like, "But my granddad, he only pays for my Easy Pass, but like Easy Pass is one of my most expensive fucking things.
Yeah.
If you decide if you're not going to pay for them, then
I wish somebody would pay for one thing in my life, but that is not the case.
Yeah, yeah,
there's dudes with their dicks in their hands doing that.
Yeah, literally, there's people. But now I'll give it to you.
I'm not.
You show feet. You earned it.
Get on.
Yeah, no, I'm just being funny. I'm not trying to take away from your street cred.
No, I don't care about street cred. Listen, if I wanted to impress people in comedy,
sorry, I need a pineapple so bad.
That's great. That's so convenient because that's my least favorite. Why are you opening it from both ends, you maniac?
Because I want a pineapple.
I want a pineapple. Yeah.
I'm just telling you how I'm solving this problem.
No, if I wanted to impress people in comedy, I would act and dress and talk like I'm rich as fuck, because that's what gets you ahead.
Oh, but yeah, when I saw that made me realize you weren't making it up is I think you were still living in a trailer then, but I thought I was still in my head like, she don't live in no fucking trailer. And then you posted an Instagram story where you had money in your wall, but it was like it was you recording. You were like
he's brought this up a couple times.
It was probably the moment I was like, oh, Allie's funny. And I probably changed my whole mind about you. It was you being like, this isn't it. Don't worry about what's on the floor. It's ants.
Dead ants.
But it was like a ton of them.
Yeah.
So many dead ants. And you pull a 20 out of your wall.
Yeah.
Like, that's always money in the banana stand. But the ants is what got me. I was like, oh, shit.
No, yeah. No, that's a reel on my page, by the way. Put some love on my reels. I have like...
When this comes out, this episode comes out, reshare that story.
Oh, should I? I will.
It's so funny.
I will.
I realize this putting her, because a day after I posted the episode, I was like, oh shit, I put your fucking handles in. And then I was like, Allie wants to make it so hard for you to find her.
Yo, default programmer's retarded. Where does that come from?
And but the best part is, what's your fucking Twitter?
Bite it, you scum.
Not even close.
They're just two different things that don't correlate to each other.
But, well, okay, so Bite It, You Scum is a Gigi Allen reference. Shout out to any punk rockers out there. And then Default Programmer is, that's like the username in the POS system. It was the username in the POS system at my job, and you could use that username to scam the business. So if you were, like, let's say I was on my username, you were on your username,
you're
right?
Using it to scam yourself out of more followers.
Yeah, that's all you're doing now.
No, I was scamming the business, because let's say I'm using my username, you're using your username, mm-hmm. and I transfer items from one of my tabs over onto one of your tabs. That shows up on a report, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're transferring things under the default programmer, that doesn't show up on the report because the system assumes that's the boss. Okay. So basically, I was making items disappear off my checks.
Ooh.
So I could pocket more of the money that I was supposed to be handing in.
That's a good scam too. Were you being smart about it, just like one or two every check?
Or did you get caught and get fired for the same move?
And if you proved it wasn't smart.
If you deleted things from the username default programmer, it would never show up as a void because it was assuming that
you avoided the question. Did you get fired for it?
Oh no, I did. I was in love with my boss. Which, if you saw this man, you would be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" He was like an old Armenian man with no hair, and people would be like, "He only has one testicle," and I'd be like, "I don't care." And he was so mean, and in my mind I was like, "I can help you," you know. And
gonna get him another testicle?
I mean, he can afford one. He's rich as fuck. He's like a multimillionaire. And actually, we had a lot of sexual tension, and he would, you know, come into my job, like, put
you ever smashed?
Was that?
You never smashed?
We never smashed, but there were two opportunities where I possibly could have. So first off, I really liked to garden, which some people might not expect of me, but...
You like to garden.
I like to garden. Yeah, if you saw my garden at the trailer park, your mind would have been blown. I was growing like bok choy, yard-long asparagus.
Which one's bok choy?
Bok choy is like an Asian green.
Okay.
Bok choy.
Corn, skyscraping sunflowers.
Hey, welcome back, mate. I was like, all right, I hope that's a good text, dude.
Tomatoes. Purple basil.
That was exactly what it was. I was like, I'm back, guys. Racism.
What are you guys talking about? Bok choy?
I grew pumpkins, watermelon, red foliated white cotton. I was growing literally everything.
Now, how much of this survived?
All of it. All of it.
Really?
I grew peanuts.
Your nervous leg shaking.
Oh, no. I'm always shaking my leg. But I grew peanuts. I grew, like, everything. And it was a crazy-ass garden. The guy that owned the trailer park would only drop in, like, maybe once a year. But he knocked on my door one day to say, if everybody cared as much as you, this trailer park would look so nice. And I grew everything.
Then
so
you were like, don't look inside.
Outside's
the only good part.
If my car is
Did you answer the door with a shotgun when he came through?
It's funny to have a garden and there'd be more ants inside.
I got in trouble with the ants because...
Why? Was it because you had ants?
We had the ant
this
problem.
This is the title. I'm not checking out.
The ant problem was so crazy because they never stopped. It was all year round, just March, 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 and I would be like eating a bowl of cereal, and then, like, you know, at the end when you go to like drink the milk,
you look over, an ant would be pulling a bowl.
I remember I was like watching YouTube or something, and then I was like drinking the milk, and then I put the bowl down, and for some reason I looked at it, and there was just tons of ants, and I just
drank, in the bowl.
Yeah, I just drank a bunch of ants.
Oh man! Yeah. How long were you not looking at your food eating?
I was literally staring at something on YouTube.
She was doing the word search on the back of the honeycomb box.
I love that you think I had honeycombs. I had Joe's O's.
You definitely had the. You definitely Trader had Joe's. Bags of cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah, my main diet is like cereal, beans. You know, fucking.
I feel like you're a big Chef Boyardee lady.
I don't do Chef Boyardee. That was a big part of my childhood, and I don't want to look back on that.
It's a good wait. What happened with Chef Boyardee?
Nothing. I just ate too much of it to the point where, like...
Grow up?
What's that?
I had a Chef Boyardee incident where I ate too much.
Yeah?
Yeah, I puked and ruined my aunt's carpet.
You had one of those big, the big cans by yourself?
Dude. Well, no, because so during the summer...
My favorite food.
During the summer, because my aunt, like, she was a housewife. So during the summer, a lot of times...
What series? That was... That was gay. That was gay. Pause. Bro.
Pause.
That was me being in a relationship for too long.
But yeah, so like,
oh, that's zero.
There's not none of them say pause. One of them should. You're right, Allie.
So, I just wanted to press a button so bad. I was hoping I would get paused.
But yeah, during the summer, fucking, we would go hang out at hang out with my cousins and shit rather than going to like summer camp or whatever. And then yeah, my aunt would just constantly like they would just have too much food. So, like, you'd go in the pantry, fucking shit ton of candy and stuff. And then I remember the one day she just made a fucking cauldron of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
And I went in on them. And then it was, I forget why something happened. It was probably all the SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
And she just covered her fucking, you know, like some houses will have that other room where there's a piano in there no one ever fucking plays?
Yeah, yeah, like rich houses.
Yeah, I just destroyed that carpet.
You threw up on the don't go in there room?
Yeah, I destroyed the piano room with SpaghettiOs.
Incredible. It's nice to know I'm not the only white trash in this room right now.
You're definitely the biggest, though.
I didn't have a white trash
metaphorically
growing up, but I have very white trash instincts.
It's just like it was innate in you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a part of me.
It's the Italian. You think it's white trash or the Italian?
I don't know. It's something. I have like trashy instincts.
Yeah, I have instincts that I don't want to have.
I think it's what? Sorry.
Disagreeing with you. Like, I get it. Like, there's something generic. I don't know. I definitely like sneakers. I talked about it on this pod a million times. Like, how much I want to spend my money on sneakers.
Yeah.
I hate how much I want to, but I can't. Like, there's times I talk to my brother about it, like where something's coming up and Nike does this thing on their sneakers app where it's like you got a raffle for it. And there's times where I'll put in the raffle and I'll be sitting there like, man, I hope I don't hit this, but I had to try. Like, I can't afford.
There's a magnet.
Yeah. Oh. I can't afford to get these shoes. Yeah. But if I didn't try, I was going to be so mad at myself.
Well, that's like the fucking. I remember you'd always joke that I'm frugal. And I'd be like, why do I never. If I'm frugal, why do I never have money? And it's just because I'm buying like fucking candy and gas station food all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting like, got by like, it's $5. I'm getting a $5 biggie box.
Like, dude, I'll get. It's like. Yeah, dude, I will regularly crush the fucking, what do they call it at 7-Eleven? The Tokitos or whatever?
You're still crushing Tokitos? I don't mean to be judgmental, but.
It'll be minimum.
Guys, you have a Patreon now. You can afford to go somewhere else.
It'll happen at least 3 times a month.
Okay.
I'll crush Tokitos.
How many?
3.
I think.
I ate 3 glazed donuts this morning.
One of these needs to be like a Grim Reaper noise. That's nuts. You had 3 like I'll get wait, damn. That's the only reason because you've been like lifting heavy now in CrossFit for like 2 years now.
I'm
right?
Super impulsive if I'm hungry.
Yeah,
like I'm crazy.
3 glazed donuts this morning is nuts.
Yeah. Although I got my hands on
it's nuts.
Yeah, it is.
Joe came into my room, gave me a giant thing of brownie bites from Wegmans, and I took a bite and I was like, this tastes like ass. And then I proceeded.
As you said to Joe's face?
No, I thought it in my mind.
Tony came in being
good
nice
job,
and you're like,
fucko.
What the fuck is this?
No, but then I fucking sat there and I was
are
like,
they
this.
The ones that are like in a little circle?
Yeah.
And they got the dog on the bag?
It was like a Wegmans. It was like a Wegmans box of
probably
like,
Wegmans version. Yeah, those rule.
Yeah, well, I took a bite and I was like, this tastes like ass. And then I tasted another one. I was like, fucking garbage. And then another one. I was like, it's bad. And then before you knew it, I ate the whole fucking box.
Oh, dude, I've done that so
in
many
a day.
Times. I've done that so many times with Cheez-Its where I'll be crushing Cheez-Its. And then I'll get to a point where I was like, Why do these Cheez-Its fucking suck now? And I realized I ate a whole box in a very short amount of time.
Of like white cheddar or something.
I'll be honest, I go classic on most things.
Yeah, I like classic.
Like if you're doing Doritos, you want nacho cheese.
No, Doritos. I don't want they came out with like snaps and like the groovy ones. I'm like, I just want a regular Cheez-It.
Yeah, I grew up just doing that. Like if I got a burger, I would just get cheese and ketchup. Like, I grew up super plain and vanilla.
Yeah.
And, like, I still have... obviously, I branch out significantly more now, but that's I still go back to that, where it's like, if I get Cheez-Its, I get the fucking regular flavor.
Yeah.
If I get fucking Doritos, it's nacho cheese.
Never even branch out to Cool Ranch? I feel like Cool Ranch is, like, the other
regular
flavor.
Cool Ranch is the other regular flavor.
Yeah. I'll do Cool Ranch if, like... If you're in a situation crazy with a lot of those little grab bags... I'll mix a Cool Ranch.
But it's never the first one.
It's never the first one.
Huh. That's intriguing. I feel like most people, Cool Ranch is the first one.
See, this is interesting because I saw a big debate about this on Twitter one time where people were arguing. If someone goes, if like you were going to the store and you go to like your girl, you're like, do you want anything? And she goes, get me regular Doritos. What are you getting her?
Cheese, nacho cheese.
Oh, okay.
Nacho cheese.
Okay.
That's still regular to me. I just thought, like, that's 1A. I thought Cool Ranch was 1B, but still
I feel Cool Ranch is
1B.
Yeah.
Cool Ranch is 1B. Yeah.
That's all I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's regular. I don't know why, though, because they've both been part of my life. Maybe it's because of nacho cheese, just that fucking nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese was first.
Yeah, and the concept of nachos with cheese.
Right.
Yeah, it's
but Doritos is apparently another brand that is supporting what's happening right now.
Israel?
Yeah.
Sick.
I put on my phone because I went. Did we talk about Cat at all on the pod last week?
No, we were just talking about it at Pet Shop.
Okay, Cat Williams.
Okay. Yeah. I had a part that was making me laugh so hard from it that I wanted to bring up. I know it's probably done to death. Everybody's probably tired of hearing about it now. But
well, I didn't get through the whole thing yet because I have really bad ADD.
Yeah,
so
it's three hours long.
I'm only at the part where they're talking about Prince.
I don't think I got there yet. You're deeper than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, let me shout out Cat Williams. What a fucking guy.
What
do you mean?
Why?
First off, hilarious. First off, hilarious.
One of the best, period. I just know why. I'm just curious why.
But also the way that he argues is the only way to argue. It's he can't make his point and you say, nah. Like he makes his fucking
He does that, but he had a point that I was like, that makes no sense. He was talking about people who, you're talking about like the industry and people who are part of groups or whatever. He's like, how come, he has a point that I couldn't get past this for a long time. He was like, how come Gary Owens isn't mainstream? He's been killing it with black people for so long.
That bothered me.
It was like, because white people don't want to watch Gary Owens. It's like, I mean, black people barely do.
I got nothing personal against Gary Owens, but like.
No, actually, I'm not going to say black people barely do. He sells out for clubs for them. So I think
nothing personal against Gary Owens.
Yeah.
But it's not a mystery why he's not mainstream.
It's not a mystery why he's not killing for white people.
Well, okay. But do you not see the point that I'm making? Like he says things and you're just like, damn, because he's intelligent. He knows what he's talking about.
He did say he read 3,000 books a year.
And now me and Joe are watching this and he goes, hold on.
Unless they're like Cat in the Hat.
Hold on. He goes, hold on. And he pressed the stop button. He goes, I did the math on that. That's like 8.5 books a day.
That's insane.
It's crazy. It's you can't.
And then write jokes, be in movies.
It is.
Challenge Kevin Hart to one-on-one basketball.
That's the part that bothered me too. That is him shitting on Kevin Hart. And I'm not trying to like suck Kevin Hart off, but we started comedy.
Are you sure? Your mouth is wide open.
Whatever then.
I saw you lick your lips. I think.
You would kill to suck Kevin Hart off before you actually.
That little tiny man. Come on.
First off, don't disrespect short kinks.
Kevin Hart would offer to buy you one boot, and you'd be like, one? Come here, Kevin.
Yeah, I can't believe you're trying to pretend that you wouldn't. But he acted like he was like an industry plant, and like we know people who know, like he was doing mics in fucking Philly and driving from Philly to New York every
certain people.
Now you can get deep into the industry, and maybe things change. I don't know. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, but you don't you never see Kevin Hart. You never see Kevin Hart doing something and you think to yourself, "Oh, this is just like their fucking black dude that they're calling in now." Like,
no, that's never once popped into my head.
Never?
Never. But and I'm not just saying that, like, it just never has because he's so famous.
But
like,
what I'm saying is there's like so many talented.
It's like when you see The Rock on anything, it's just like, yeah, you grab the most famous person to do a thing.
It's similar to the Gary Owens thing where it's like, why hasn't Gary Owens gotten fucking mainstream? And it's like when people do that with Kevin Hart, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Kevin Hart's not fucking like
he's mainstream attainable.
I enjoy Kevin Hart.
That's what I'm saying. And
his movies. Yeah. I like his stand-up. Is it like...
Seriously Funny and Grown Little Man are like legit fire specials.
Is Kevin
Hart I'm not talking shit on Kevin Hart, but what
I didn't think you were.
But what I'm saying is I feel like Hollywood finds their people that are like, this is checking off our boxes. This is a black man, and we need one of those at least, right? And he's super palatable to white people. But, like, I don't know. There's tons of funny, talented black people.
Not already going to sell tickets.
Yeah,
well,
I don't want to make this too comedy fucking.
But here's the thing. She's like... She's not wrong. Mm-hmm. They do that. Like they're.
I'm sure. Yeah, obviously they do that.
The chick. There's this Pakistani chick who's going to be doing the new Star Wars movies, and she's like openly saying like, "I'm not." She's like, "I'm not a writer. I'm an activist first," and blah blah blah. And she's like, yeah. She literally said, "She's like, I'm making this movie to make men uncomfortable." And it's like, yeah,
for
that's
Star Wars.
That's how you're gonna sell tickets.
That's how you sell Star Wars tickets.
Yeah. So it's like obviously they do that, but the thing is, like, Kevin,
that's a crazy way to sell Star Wars tickets.
It's retarded.
That was how what's her name blew it with Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know how to get dudes in the seats. Be a cunt. I think she's cute. All respect to Brie Larson.
I don't think she's cute, but it's because
she got a nice face. She got the flattest ass known to man, but she's a cute.
That might be what that did it to me. I might not be able to see past her flat ass.
There's like a fucking Instagram account devoted to this one interview Brie Larson had where her tits looked amazing. I forget the name of the Brie Larson or the Instagram account, but it's like a post every day.
Yeah.
And she
from the same account?
She had this black dress on where her tits looked amazing. And she was on like Jimmy Kimmel or something.
Dudes are the
That's
best.
That's amazing.
We're the best.
That's amazing.
That's the whole account. Is this one time her tits look great.
Incredible.
See, this is all right.
Oh, but the last point I was going to make is like that could have theoretically happened with Kevin Hart out of the gate. I don't know, but theoretically it could have happened.
This is our black guy.
They'll be
go ahead.
Just let me, I don't even know. I'm just saying, like, I mean, he started off in Soul Plane, so they
not
had...
even. He didn't know. That's
he
the start thing.
Off in?
He was in, like, Rockefeller movies when they were doing shit. Yeah. Because he's from Philly, so at the time
so
he was doing,
say,
like...
Sorry.
I'm just saying, he's like, so, you know, the Philly, you know, rappers and shit knew of him from being a comedian in Philly. They had him in Paper Soldiers. He was in, I can't remember if Soul Plane came out before or after Scary Movie, but like he was in like two, he was in Paper Soldiers and Death of a Dynasty, two movies that like Jay-Z and them put out. So he had like two movies he was in before that were like famous movies.
But I guess the point I'm trying to make is like, okay, so like when
Paper Soldiers is legit funny too, just if anybody wants to go watch a dumbass.
Never seen it. But like, let's say, okay, so he did all that, moves into Hollywood. I don't know.
Is it Death of the Dynasty?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, let's say they go, we need a black guy and to do this and that. But then,
Kevin Hart.
But the thing that.
Or Will Smith before he slapped.
But
Chris
the
Rock.
Thing that, like, goes against that and makes that irrelevant is the fact that, like, the dude kept showing up, doing the job, being entertaining. And now it's just like, we want to see Kevin Hart be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like harping on Kevin, like you could have a bunch of examples of that, but harping on Kevin Hart for that example, it doesn't make sense in my opinion.
Well, I guess where I got the most salty about it is he almost made it seem like when I hear plant, I think it's like an ice spice. You just did a thing.
Yeah.
You're just this thing and then you're on. But I don't know. I'm not from New York or the Bronx, wherever she's fucking from, but I've never heard stories of her working super hard to get famous.
Yeah.
There's like you know, everybody knows that, like, Kevin Hart was driving up from Philly, a daily drive from Philly to New York would be exhausting.
He was driving up with fucking, like, Keith and someone else all the time.
Every single day.
Yeah.
And then kept that work ethic going. So when you hear somebody, like, have that work ethic, and then you go, he's a plant. It's like, ah.
Well, I don't think, okay, like, I think he was more or less kind of saying, like, it is the... He was speaking on gatekeeping, which is real.
It is, but... Okay, I won't cut you off before.
There's real gatekeeping.
For sure.
And we see it in comedy.
And there's
time.
Also... He was like, they're a group. But it sounds more malicious when you say, like... He was like, when he goes... I keep cutting you off.
No, go on.
He's like... talking about, like, the Cedric, Steve group or whatever. But, like, that's just comedy friends being bros. Like, you could say that we're a group. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know if anyone ever has, like, I don't know if someone had a show. I've done it to you a bunch of times where if someone had a show I couldn't do, you were Lemaire's the first person I bring up.
Yeah, same.
The other thing in the fucking interview that made, I only saw clips, but the other thing that made me laugh is just being like, I think Cat Williams might not be as hip to shit as he thinks he is.
No, I think you're so wrong.
Can I explain?
Go on.
It made me laugh so hard because he did the whole thing about Joe Rogan, and he's like,
"Oh, and like they were just singing his praises."
And it's like, dude, he's like, Joe Rogan don't want me on his podcast, and like literally a week before that, like they don't post the full podcast on YouTube anymore, but the YouTube clip was him and Stavros just watching his bit, going, "This guy's so fucking funny."
I've listened
to Rogan a while. He's brought up Cat Williams many times.
So
I will say that there are definitely elements of the interview where it's like, "This guy's fucking crazy," but at the end of the day, like,
I don't think he's even necessarily crazy.
I don't think he's crazy either, but at the end of the day, like,
he's one of the best. I do want to say that.
He is.
Let's make that clear. He rules.
Yeah.
He's one of the best. He's highly intelligent.
He don't do gay shit in movies.
No, but
I wasn't going to get raped in that bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't. But I don't even think it was. I don't even think it had anything to do with gay shit. If you listen to how he was talking about gay people and women, he had a very progressive viewpoint compared to other people of his age group that are struggling to like learn what is appropriate now. And it seems like he's always been hip to like what is appropriate or not. So like,
what's appropriate and what's not.
Well, what I'm saying is, so for example, I guess if I understood it correctly, I was high when I was watching it, but but like he was talking about Wanda Sykes and saying, was it Wanda Sykes?
I don't know. You're definitely further into it than I am.
And how
certain parts made me laugh so hard that I had to pause it. He calls Faison Love a fat Faison liar instead of a fat face liar, and that definitely.
He's funny. He was funny.
Yeah, he was funny
throughout the interview, and I felt like he was making points and exposing people, and I was like, yes, across the board.
But I think you can be like right and wrong. If you're talking for almost 3 hours, you can be right and wrong a bunch during the same interview.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what they proved is like he had a lot of things he was off on, and he had some things he was probably right on.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't watch that much.
I just don't
think. He's talking about how he had like just won an Emmy, and Wanda invited him to like come on some show, and it might not have been Wanda Sykes. I could be mixing this part up.
A different Wanda lady.
Well, he had said Wanda Sykes like going into it, and then they mentioned a different Wanda. I don't know, but basically how they were going to have him on this show, and they didn't want to talk about any of his like dirty shit. They were just going to be like, "You won this Emmy, like you put our place on the map, like." Let's fucking go. Like, let's talk about that. Like, all positive shit. And then they did him dirty. And they actually switched it up on him once the interview was actually happening. And
seems like a classic Hollywood fucking, we got you, though.
Yes. Like, kind of like a we got you. And then he, like, kind of went in on her a little bit. And then Shannon was like, you know, well, you wouldn't really go in on her because she's a woman. And he goes, now, what do you mean? Like, you know, basically saying like you think I shouldn't treat women as equals, and like
he has when a classic clip of him going in on a woman
with that lady at the radio
on
show.
The radio
yeah,
show. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that, I think that's what I'm talking about. But
I don't know her name, but
he was talking about like the gay shit. He was talking about the gay shit. So like, let me speak more on that. Let me say on that just so because I know I'm not mixing that part up. But he was like, you know, why are we doing a movie where the joke is that they're gay? Like, that's not a joke to those people. Like, they're just gay. Like, it's not weird to them that we're doing this. Like, why do we have to be wearing a dress again in this movie? You just did it again in the last one. In this movie, we could be anything. We could be like fucking pet detectives or something.
You know, Hollywood's full of satanic pedophiles.
Of course.